Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We asked for calls and we got one. Who is it, Gary, that wants to get in on the show? This is, we're at the top of the hour, so we got a little bit behind with Will, but hope you enjoyed the interview talking Rockets basketball. Let's get Gary in here. Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great interview with Will, but I would just say, not a trick question, but how many people do you think would know that the Rockets had a top 10 offense in the NBA? Like, I'm not saying that it was good enough, but it's not terrible.
it's funny. You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that. But
no, most people wouldn't know that. They were number eight. Our issue is that we went through the draft, and I'm not saying it's Stone's fault, not totally, but we didn't come out with a star player. The NBA is a star player league. I'll just go through the line. We got Jalen Green instead of Cade Cunningham, right? That was his draft look. We got Jabari Smith instead of Chet Holmgren, which he's not great, but he's better than Jabari, right? We got Amen Thompson instead of Victor Wembanyama, and we end up with Reed Shepard instead of Stephen Castle. Now, that is his fault. The problem is we just don't have the guy, and then we tried to bring the guy in with Kevin Durant, and he's not that guy anymore, not to mention he has off-court issues. Like, I'm not saying it's hopeless, but you do not win in the NBA without star players. It's just that simple. And we don't have one. We have a lot of good players, but good players get you 50 wins in the first or second round exit, which is, we hadn't even got that far. So that's our issue. We don't have a star. We hadn't drafted one, and I don't see Amen Thompson becoming one. He's very good, but he's not going to lead the team anywhere. And I'm not saying it's hopeless, but we just have to be realistic with where we're at and what the problem is.
I had a sobering thought. Are the Rockets, this version of them, like those Jeff Teague, Horford, Joe Johnson, Hawks teams where a lot of good players?
Yeah.
But no one you would say is a clear number one who can be your lead to go win it all. And
well, it's Kevin Durant. But.
Are we going to promise health for him? He was the healthiest he's been in a while, and then he broke down. So,
right. Well, that's how much of that is on Ime for playing him so much, but that's neither here nor there. Listen, he overdrafted. Alpi was a bargain at 15. Tari was a bargain at 17. You know, he did. They've done a nice job. Reed is not the third overall pick. I mean, it's just Amen was a good pick at number four. Jabari was what was left at three. It is what it is. I mean, you didn't have the number one overall pick to get Wemby. So I don't think you can compare. In that draft, I mean, everybody's looking, man, I wish we would have been first and had Wemby.
Yeah, and he talked about it. It's just luck. Bad luck when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And
Houston has bad luck with every first pick except Dream. Ralph Sampson was bad luck with the knees. Every first pick for the Houston – for Houston sports, Yao Ming, feet, David Carr, hair. Well, whatever it is.
How about offensive line?
Great hair.
Yeah, offensive line. Well, he wouldn't cut it. Remember, like David Carr wouldn't cut his hair until they won two in a row, and his hair grew down to his ass.
That was the problem.
Looked like somebody's from the from the 70s.
Man, back then, we broke into daytime programming to watch David Carr get his hair cut.
ABC. Literally stopped what they were doing to get a video of him getting his hair cut.
Got out of All My Children
live,
to watch David Carr.
Live cutaways to a haircut.
Wendy
for a
never would have.
She would never okayed that.
All My Children. No. Never.
Probably not.
Well, she was in charge of Texans coverage, so I think at that time that's what she did. She was.
She pushed for it.
She might have been the one that said, this is what we're doing.
Well, with the Texans back then, what else were you going to talk about?
No, there was, I mean, the Texans rated that, the beginning?
Yeah.
The Texans were stupid ratings. how good it was.
But as far as actual stories, David Carr's hair was probably a giant story. A
huge story.
Oh, cut his
as
hair
finally?
As far as
Texan stories yeah. go back then.
So you had so our first round picks have been, you know, Mario Williams, not bad. He was a good player. He was a good NFL player.
Clowny.
He wasn't a game he wasn't JJ Watt. JJ Watt as our first pick would have been, "Oh my God, what a hit." Clowny. What could have been with anyone else, but and the Texans actually for a little bit were considering trading it, but they couldn't get a good offer, and so they didn't end up trading the pick. Yao Ming, foot, Ralph Sampson, knee. Who else? Was Carlos Correa first pick of the
draft? Isn't
that
why he wears the number
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Carlos Correa was a good one. That was a good first pick, I think. I mean, I think it was a good first pick of the draft. Who else, NBA-wise? Rockets haven't had another one. The Texans, we're missing it. David Carr. Oh, no, Mario Clowney, yeah. And then we talked about Ralph and Akeem and Yao. Those are the three number ones there. Baseball, Carlos is the only one I can think of. So, yeah, not the greatest luck with number one picks.
What pick was Mark Appel?
I think he was two.
Okay.
Right, John? Was Appel two or three?
First. Appel?
He was first?
Yes.
No.
Dell's probably looking.
He was first, but not by the Astros. He was seventh, right?
No, first overall pick in 13.
He was drafted by the Astros in 2013.
But he had previously played for the Philadelphia Phillies. How did that work? He had previously played
for
them?
He was drafted the year before and didn't sign.
He was drafted by the Tigers in 2009.
Yeah.
Went to college, went to Stanford. John always promotes going to Stanford if you can. And that worked out for him. Mm-hmm. And then in the 2002 draft, he fell due to signability concerns, and the Pirates drafted him, but he returned to Stanford.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
And then in 2013, he got drafted again by the Astros, number one. So
he signed with them. Appel was traded to the Phillies.
Appel was drafted
the 15th
three
season.
Times. The Astros were the final time.
God, he was designated for assignment in 17.
Yeah.
He was drafted first in 13, DFA'd in 17. At the age of 26.
I would say that one didn't work out.
That didn't work out.
What is he doing now, do you think?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now.
Sure, he's gone.
He was born in Houston. California, yeah. He lived in, Patrick works. His father is a lawyer for the Chevron Corporation. Patrick and Appel's mother, Sandra, lived in Beijing and Shanghai for a time.
But nothing about what he does currently.
No, I don't see what he's doing. I don't think he's living off that minor league money that he stashed away. So I don't know. He's got to be doing something. I thought, wait a minute. Didn't we see? Wasn't there something with Mark Appel? Is he doing something with Major League Baseball, I think? I feel like he's maybe doing some media somewhere, but maybe not. I don't know what he's doing. I'm just not going to get – see, this is the kind of thing where I will get too deep into it, and I'll start doing a Google search of Mark Appel. For what? Why? This is what having ADD is, why it's so terrible.
Because
I'll start going on a rabbit hole about, I wonder what Mark Appel's doing. I don't care.
Yeah.
Why would I do this? Why would I look at this kind of stuff? I don't care. Del
– what did I do?
He puts the chum in the water.
No,
and like,
we were talking
Mark
about
Appel.
Failures of first-round picks for the teams, and Mark Appel fits the mold.
Yep.
One of the giant ones. Well, here.
I didn't tell you to look
up his
wife.
It's too late. I found his LinkedIn. He's got a picture of him with the Phillies. McCombs, he's going to business school. McCombs MBA in 2027. So he's actually going to University of Texas right now. Hmm. He's an MBA candidate.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Go get it.
He had been a managing member of Bumpy Pickle, whatever that is.
Okay. Bumpy Pickle?
No idea.
And Pro Athletes Outreach, he was a board member.
Bumpy. Okay. I got to look up Bumpy. It's a restaurant here in Houston.
Oh, see? You should have done this on your own. See, that's...
It's a pickleball place. Of course it is.
Oh, of course. Pickleball.
The Bumpy Pickle. All right, we got a break.
Might
because we're at the top
at.
Of the hour. Quick one here, top of the hour break to get our ID in. And to talk about Kent Jones, 30 years. Discount mortgage lender in Texas, an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. He has got all of the hacks. He has all the knowledge you could possibly need. He's here. He is going to be here for you. If you're even thinking about, you can call him. You can call him and say, hey, maybe you can call us when you think the rates are really good for us, or maybe you can look up what kind of loan that we might get. I mean, he's here to help no matter what it is. He wants to hear from you. He wants to help you get that loan. You are not going to get the best loan for you. You don't know what the best loan is for you. He'll ask you the pertinent questions to get the right loan that maybe, if you're a first-time buyer, do you know which loan to get? He does. If you are make this much money or that much money or a veteran or whatever it is, then which loan should you get? You don't know. He does. He knows everything that there is to do with it, from the titles to the insurance to the everything. So if you're looking for a home, why don't you just call Kent and just say, hey, keep an eye out for me. This is what we got. This is how much can we spend, and what do we need for the down? All of these things. He'll answer all the questions. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. He loves the 97.5 listener. He knows it. He's got all the He's the best in the business. That's Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN 97.5.
KFNC and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Those of you just joining us, the Astros won again, 7 games under .500 now. They're playing good baseball. Yordan is on fire, his 5th home run in 3 games there in Texas. Back-to-back multi-homer games. He's just so good. Mike Burrows looked great. The series finale, you take 3 out of 4. You take 3 out of 4 now. Mm-hmm. That's not so bad. Okay. We're going to take that. And the Astros, playing much better, getting some much better pitching, and actually coming up with big hits and comebacks. And, you know, it just looks much better. Looks so different than it did earlier in the season.
Do you think, because in this city we have our Debos. Oh, no, Debo's coming to town. Steph Curry, Debo. Albert Pujols, Debo, guys we don't like facing because they torture us and ruin our days. You think at this point, I know we've only had the one series where it meant anything, that Yordan's their Debo? Like, oh no, Yordan's coming to town, hide your stuff.
Why not?
Because he's not just great against them, he's great in their building.
Yeah.
So I know there hasn't been a lot of consequential games between the two teams, just because the Rangers haven't been as good as the Astros have been over the last decade. Of course, they do have the biggest series win, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I wonder, or maybe that's just a Houston thing, because we know, oh, Steph's going to ruin our day. They got to be at this point. Yordan's walking in the building. He's gonna ruin the afternoon or evening for us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they got to be sick of him.
How would you not be that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
I only thought of it because just there haven't been a lot of important games between the two franchises. That's what adds to it. The reason that we can't stand Steph is because there are things on the line, and he took them from us.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols was a problem.
Yeah.
So
always.
Yordan, I mean, Altuve for the Yankees, that's their Debo. I don't know if Yordan's reached that level because the Rangers have sucked too much. But still, got to be something. I wouldn't want to see the guy. No. In Globe Life, if I was them.
Right.
No. He loves that building, loves hitting there. Hey, just jumps off his bat. Holy crap. He's got Eovaldi today who throws hard. Eric Geddy and Eovaldi. I mean, you've won 5 of your last 6, and you've got Eric Geddy on the mound today.
Yeah.
Best pitcher in baseball.
I mean, you got to feel pretty good. That matchup on paper with he and Eovaldi, who is not the same, like he's not pitching the same as Eric Geddy is this year, but it'll be a good match. If you can get out of there winning 3 out of 4 after sweeping the Cubs, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's just a great comeback from the
trip.
Dirt baseball you played before then. Now all of a sudden you've got a little momentum with Hader, and presumably we got Jeremy back, Hader's coming back, and presumably Hunter Brown sometime within the next I don't know, 10 days to 2 weeks, hopefully. So, yeah, I mean, it's better than it was. That's for sure. And I expect Hunter Brown to pitch well. Why would you not expect Hunter Brown to pitch well? You, of course, would. You need Abreu to, and Abreu had been better recently, so he's actually been better. I mean, there are definitely some positives with the Houston Astros. It was all bad across the board. Now you've got some things, you know, I mean, look, injuries are the injuries. You hope there's no new ones. You had all of them happen all at once. Hopefully you don't get anything new. Hopefully Altuve is the last of the big injuries. Of the big injuries you have to fade this year. Hopefully this year. That'd be great if you got them all out of the way early in the season.
Yeah, hopefully. Who we got on the line, though? Ness? All right, Ness. What's up, Ness?
You there?
I'm not sure that's his name.
Well, that's what the interns told me.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, you called about the Rockets. You're on. Maybe just not talking.
Maybe just not. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk right now. It's all right.
If you whistle, they usually respond.
Who does?
Just callers.
Okay.
If you whistle at them?
I tried it. I tried it. Hey, hey. Nope. That's not working so far.
No.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, maybe he will listen to Will, and he wanted to comment on that. Anybody else wants to, you're more than welcome. Or Astros, you're more than welcome to do that as well. 713-780-3776.
You know, your people your age
or
younger, okay. do you when you look at Instagram every once in a while, mm-hmm. Let's just say there's a young man who opens up his Instagram and there's a direct message, and there could be a message in there that's
sure
exciting, right?
Very exciting.
Something that's exciting from maybe a lady, not even a friend.
Just a lady.
Somebody, just a lady who just is interested in maybe doing something, being more than just friends.
Doing
or being
something.
More than, well, maybe being friends for a day.
Just a day.
Yeah,
maybe even a couple hours.
Yeah, maybe a picture, maybe a message, maybe something
perhaps.
Like that. This is what I get in my direct messages on Instagram. Dear coach recruitment team, my name is Susana Victor, and I'm an American football player from Uganda, Africa, looking for a chance to play for your team. I don't have a team.
You don't have a team.
I guess he means the Texans. Because we do not have scouts visiting our country, it is incredibly difficult to get noticed. And so now I've got his TikTok, his Instagram, his WhatsApp number. This is what I get. Other people will get Snapchat because the kids
now. Well,
you
don't put out the energy. By the way, that you're looking for that.
I get this is what I get. I get WhatsApps from Ugandan running backs.
Sure.
Looking for a shot.
But
that's
you,
what I get.
But do you put out the injury or energy that you're looking for? What you were suggesting?
I put out not that kind of injury. No. I don't
put
out.
Well, you put out injuries, but what about energy?
Yeah.
So if you don't put out
how
that,
about mine yesterday?
What'd you get?
You have an Instagram?
No, I have on X, I got DM'd. By
Craig
a
Ackerman.
Local announcer.
Craig Ackerman. I already told him his stuff was hacked.
Yeah, he was hacked.
He goes, yeah, I know. There's nothing I can do about it right
now.
Well,
I went to the site.
No!
Yeah, I did.
You clicked it?
I clicked it.
No! You're not supposed to do that.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
You can end up getting
no
malware.
Kidding! But my phone's okay. I went to the site, but then I got out right away.
Look, this one's been going around for over
but
a year.
Somebody tried to log in my ex this morning.
So listen, oh my gosh. So anytime if you see anything in your direct message about, hey, what's up? I'd really appreciate it if you voted for me. I'm trying to become a, I'm trying to
my
get a.
My ex just went away.
You're not telling the truth.
I am too. Oh, crap.
What do you mean it went away?
Well, on my phone, tried to reload. It won't reload. Oh.
Are we watching you get hacked? Are we listening to you get hacked in real time?
Yep.
Sounds
try
like
to
it.
Load content. Please try again.
Well, that may not be anything. That could be your Wi-Fi or something.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm my Wi-Fi's fine. I'm right here on my computer, it's fine, but on my phone, and I did this on my phone.
Okay, so if your Twitter's working on your phone, on your computer, you're fine. If it's not working on your, because what happens is you'll get
I'm
locked out.
The
they'll, They'll change. No, they'll change the password on you. I had it happen to me.
I already changed my password this morning.
Yeah, you're fine. It's just it's your phone. As long as you're on your computer and it's working, you're fine.
Along those lines, I got a call from my mother texted me and go, hey, call me when you can, no hurry. I'm like, okay, this is a technical issue already. I know the deal here. So for whatever reason, she has an Apple computer, so the mail app wasn't working. And she goes, she couldn't differentiate between going through the browser and signing into her account and using the mail app, which is if it goes down, it's more complicated to fix. So yeah, you know, I had to ask for like 4 screenshots. Like, hey, take a photo of your screen, show me what it is. An hour of time where I could have been playing a video game, gentlemen, that she took away from me. And it's just, you know, I knew what I was in for, and we got it done. She hadn't had access to her mail for like 2 days because the app on the dock wasn't working. For Apple, she knows you can just go through your browser and get to Yahoo Mail. Is what it is, though. An hour.
I was an hour and a half helping my dad learn to book a Marriott hotel from his phone. It was not easy.
No.
When he told me, like, well, how do you get to your internet? And he goes, I don't have internet. And I was like, oh, No. I said, how do you get to your websites is what I said. He goes, I don't have any websites. I was like, oh, boy.
So I was trying to tell her you can go through Google Chrome or Safari to get to Yahoo Mail. And she goes, I am. I was like, yeah. I was like, well, you're giving me all these things that make me think you're actually just going through the Apple Mail app to do it. And she goes, no, I'm not. And I go, okay, send me a screenshot. It was the Apple Mail app she was doing. I was like, come on. But we got there. That's all that matters. That's what you do. Like, John, as a father, when your son comes to town, you fill up his gas tank. Mm-hmm. As a son, when your mother's dealing with an email crisis, you sit on the phone for an hour and make sure it gets done. We all have our crosses to bear, our responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Lance, you make sure your dad books his hotel room.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want that hour back.
I'll never get that hour back.
You've done things for your dad, too.
Yeah, my dad treats me like his secretary.
He comes in town. Like,
no, not forget about that. I get older guy. I'll drive him around where he needs to go. Fine, that's whatever.
You're driving Mr. Daisy?
Like, for the first couple of days, then his buddy, who's a mechanic, will give him a car to use, and then we're good. He has his own car. But for the first couple of days.
Wait, a mechanic just gives your dad a car?
A rental. Not a rental. Excuse me, a loaner. And the loaner is...
It's somebody else's car he's fixed.
Yeah, and the guy doesn't need... Or the lady doesn't need it yet, and he just lets my dad have it for a couple of days. I'm not sure how that's supposed to go, but it goes that way. And I don't say much about it. But, you know, when he's coming back into town, because I guess he does have the internet. He doesn't say what your dad says, but he can't access the same sites because he's international. So, you know, he's got a temporary pay-as-you-go phone number for the U.S. I put hours or time on that car or on his phone number. I set up his doctor's appointments, and it's just like perfunctory. He's like, hey, I'm going to need this. Call this person, email this person. I'm like, I'm a personal assistant. And that's how it is. Mm-hmm. It's every April. Every April and October, I turn into a personal assistant. Don't get paid, though.
You're an Uber driver and a personal assistant.
An Uber driver for about a couple of days, a personal assistant throughout
the And you kind of do his taxes.
No, or you just no, I, no, Lance no. knows. I have to, because my dad asked for one form that the libraries don't have, and for whatever reason, he wants to do it by hand as opposed to online. So Lance has to print out like a Schedule B document every April from my dad.
It's just one random document.
Because I don't have access to a printer anywhere else. So I go, hey, Lance, can you do it in duplicate? Because he'd like to.
Doesn't ask me to do a whole lot. He just gets very frustrated with technology. But he's really come a long way. He's come a long way with all of his cooking stuff. He roasts his own vegetables now. As a matter of fact, he heads out soon. He's just driving he's getting in a car and driving to Wyoming. He's going to go to he's going to go see Mount Rushmore.
That's cool.
And when people ask him, why are you doing this? Because I want to.
Yeah, what else?
I ask him, did you get out? Do you go talk to any of these coaches? He just stops at high school stadiums, college stadiums. He goes, no, I don't want to talk to anybody. You just want to look at them? Yep. Just want to look at them. Okay.
Renee points out you're missing out on a chance to have it like a Cool Runnings type deal if you help this Ugandan
running back.
Yeah. Or, or what about a Blindside type deal where you take him in?
Yeah.
Like Cheyenne, what's her name? Leanne Tui?
Yeah.
And you have your own Michael Orr.
Yeah.
You're Lance Tui.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really want to do all that. I don't want to really
think of the movie opportunity.
Have John saying, cinnamon toast. Whatever my version would be.
What would the Ugandan running back say that John made up from a movie?
You need to saunter up to the in practice.
To the coach.
And yeah. And talk to him and put your
hand got someone
on his
that you really need to
And tell him he needs to protect you.
Yeah. I know. I'll think about all your offers, guys. It's really enticing.
You know, the kid from that movie has stayed in sports. He's the athletic director for ULM.
Really?
Well, not the actor, but the kid who's being played.
Oh, that kid.
Sean Tui. SJ.
And what about the kid in Remember the Titans?
Which kid?
The girl. The daughter.
Oh, Hayden Panettiere?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
she's made it big. She was in Nashville.
Well, she's a Hollywood actress. But yeah. But the actual character that was portrayed, that character, the real human being.
Oh, the real
kid. The real human being.
Tui's son.
SJ, the kid, the real kid is the AD for ULM.
I thought he was the son of Daniel Plainview, SJ Plainview. So, no.
No.
He was the oil man. No. Okay. No.
Let's break
Bastard
it there.
Bastard in a basket.
Let's break it there and talk a little IBEW. Let's talk about your career. You're not going to be the athletic director at some place, okay? It's just not the way it's going for you. You're not a Tui, okay? You're sitting there right now going, what am I going to do with my life? I hate my job, or I've got this, I got a degree, or I'm just out of the army, or I just want something that is going to be fulfilling. How about the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 66 in Houston? For more than 125 years, they got 4,800 guys in the local, and they operate the electrical grid, and you, my friends, could do it. You can do it. It is a nationally recognized, wonderful, wonderful place to work, and it is the next step. All you need to do is go to IBEW66.com, talk to them. You get paid while you're on the job training, classroom learning. Paid while you're learning, okay? You can have a nationally recognized career in three or 4 years, okay? If you're looking for a change, or your son or your daughter or your grandchild, whatever it is, IBEW66.com. Full insurance, retirement planning, full fam, high wages, all of this stuff. 713-943-0716, IBEW Local 66, powering careers, powering the future.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You guys seen Stephen A? There's receipts. How much he hated the Knicks getting Jalen Brunson?
Oh, the commentary about what Jalen Brunson was at the time versus what he is now. No one's winning. I don't know if you're going to find
a giant media platform
where someone was like, you know what, Jalen Brunson, great player, going to lead the Knicks to
Why
whatever.
Can no one just make fun of themselves, be self-deprecating? Why can they not do
ego.
That?
Ego. It's ego. Pride ego.
I know, but it's crazy. I do it. If I miss on something, I'll do it. What's the big deal? Like, Stephen A. will never do it. Ever. And in fact, gets mad and he's like, the fact that we even said that I just said something, I know stuff about you behind the scenes that I could also put out. Who is he threatening?
He threatened Jalen Brown first, and then when Nick Wright called him out for doing threatening,
I also know stuff on you.
He did it to Nick Wright too. Nick Wright was like, wait a minute. the thing you're being criticized for by me, you're attacking me with that again? You're going to
Nick said that.
You're going to find people or make up things in your head that you know about me to release, or at least threaten to release if I don't pipe down? That's the problem we're talking about, and now you're doing it again.
Unbelievable. And, yeah, Stephen A. had the most verbose because, you know, the loudest comments, that's where why he got where he got. But why don't you say, you know, why don't you just say I was wrong? Like, yeah. when he tried to double back on Haskins stuff, Dwayne Haskins being a running quarterback.
Running quarterback.
And he tried to convince you he actually did do some running. Like, you can't. Just say my bad. That one's worse than this.
Yeah.
This is an easy out, just like.
He performed much better than I ever thought.
I never saw this coming.
And that's cool. That's
I'm very excited for the brother. But, you know, you can just say something like that instead of trying to go, at the time, none of you were saying. Like, just relax. Say you were wrong. Say you missed it.
It's fine. Jalen Brunson.
Say we missed it. You're
outperformed.
Happy. As a Knicks fan, you're
the
happy.
Expectations of everyone. The fact that he
everyone.
The fact that he could be the best player on a finals team, who thought that?
Well, is Becky Hammon going to have to eat those words?
Well maybe. See, she is still, we talked about it yesterday, still standing firm, 10 toes down, saying, hey, prove it.
Mark Foster.
I said win a title.
So our listener, Mark Foster, who came back from he had kidney transplant, remember? Our guy?
Yeah.
He's doing great. He brought up an interesting team. He said, what about Isaiah Thomas, the original Isaiah Thomas from because the little Isaiah Thomas with the Celtics couldn't lead them. But what about the original Isaiah Thomas from the Pistons? I feel like that's a little different because the construct of the league was such and the salary structure was such that you could have a team loaded with Laimbeer and Rodman and
Dumars Vinny.
And Vinny. Yeah, Vinny Johnson.
Mahorn.
And, like, you could have never – yeah, John Sally. You could have never put that team together. It would be too expensive. Now, so I think that's a little bit different back then because you – I mean, Joe Dumars could be the leading scorer on any night. Jalen Brunson is going to be the primary scorer on this team, period. I mean, Cat will have some games, but this is interest. I kind of feel like it is hard for a smaller player to win a championship. Now, you know, they're also going to get up against much more talented teams in the West. So we'll see. But the Knicks are red hot. And I give the Knicks a real chance of making this a highly competitive series, no matter who
they
play.
Well, does it end tonight? West, does it end tonight?
I don't think so. I think it goes 7. I like Spurs tonight.
Yeah, I like them to come out and be, yep. Yeah, I like them to, they're definitely going to have a motion for sure. Yeah, I like San Antonio too, but I liked them in game 3 at home, and they got their ass handed to them.
Yeah, and the Thunder don't lose 2 games in a row, which is what the Spurs now have to do to win this thing. So, got to get game 6 first.
They've lost 2 in a row this year, right? I mean, there was a little stretch where they weren't playing great basketball.
Yeah, but as far as I'm trying to remember exactly where that the stat comes from. I don't know if it's about the playoffs that they didn't lose 2 in a row last year or whatever, but it's very rare that you see them drop 2 games. They certainly haven't done it this year. They were dominant up until they saw the Spurs. I would hope the Spurs win it just to give us a game 7, but I would not be surprised because the Spurs were very frustrated, and it showed in game 5. We'll see if they allow OKC's act to frustrate them again, or they just try to play through it.
I won't see it. I'll miss tonight's game because I'll be at a concert. The old 97s are in town.
Oh.
I'm not letting my wife just go.
Yeah,
so I got
to go. Or are you taking
your
wife?
What are you talking about?
Are you dropping her off?
No.
Yeah, just
I'm going.
Are you sitting outside in the car?
No.
Waiting?
No.
Is Nicole backstage?
No. None of that. I'm going with Terrence Gallivan, the world-renowned chef.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife and me and my wife are going, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be looking at her half the time, like watching her look up at the stage, making sure, you know.
And the guy still got it, huh? She has her love for him hasn't dissipated at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've been talking about Rhett Miller for like 20 years now.
Yeah. Well, since like 2009, I think. Yeah, since 1560,
mm-hmm.
where she went. She went with the kids. She had the little kids holding Sebastian. Monty wasn't even born yet. Holding Sebastian and Alec and and Alec and Mason was with her, and I was there at Cactus Records or whatever, and she got something signed, and she didn't have any tickets. And he said, you're going to the – he was doing a signing for everyone. He said, oh, do you have – he goes, you're going to be at the concert tonight? And I'm sitting – we're all just sitting there. She goes, no, I wasn't able to get tickets. They were already sold out. And he called over to one of the managers and got two tickets for me and her to go to the show. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And now I left after that. Then after – then when we get to the show, he goes, this is a song that was requested from Nicole, and I need to give you – play Designs on You. Listen to the lyrics from Designs on You by Old 97s. I want you to listen to these lyrics because Rhett Miller actually says this is dedicated to Nicole. Her and her kids came – he didn't mention me. Her and her kids came and saw me at the signing. It was great seeing her. So this one goes out to her.
Well,
and I don't even think he said she asked for, she requested. She did request it. Go ahead and play this song and listen to the lyrics.
People who are listening, in some ways, I won't be able to play it for them to hear.
Well, just read the lyrics.
I'll read them. That's the easiest way to go about it.
Go ahead.
So you can go ahead and get married, and this will be our secret thing. I won't tell a soul except the people in the nightclub where I sing. And that's the opening stanza.
That, what the f- is that?
I'd be this is, I guess you would say, the chorus.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't have designs on you. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have designs on you.
And you're taking her to this?
You can go ahead and get married.
Again?
Oh, I am making sure I'm there.
I don't mean to make you excited, except secretly I do.
You see this? You see this? And I talked to him like, I actually got, and this is what a
so
great
you're
guy.
You're going to stand there and watch? There's a word for this.
This is what a great guy I am. Watching at
or
a concert while
great
he
guy
plays.
Or what, John? Here's he's a, either a great guy or what.
I'm watching at the concert, dummy.
Yeah, you're watching. Exactly.
Dumbo.
You're watching as whatever flirtation is going on is going
and
on.
And even for her birthday, when she didn't get to celebrate a big birthday during COVID, I reached out to Rhett Miller and had her do a song. I paid like a little bit of money. Mm. But he did a song dedicated to her. That's what a nice guy is.
So,
that's what a great
so
husband.
So you're reaching
I am.
Out
but I'm just
and
also
having
not
him
speaking.
Dedicate a song to her?
Well, no. He played it. He recorded it and sent it for her birthday. I had him do that for her birthday. I
did he
to
ask you what
nice
type of chair you'd be comfortable sitting in while you watch?
Shut up, you two, dummy.
Did Rhett ask, hey, I can get you a chair so you can sit down?
You can go ahead and get married. What?
And this will be our secret thing.
And this is what she wanted. And she's the one who requested that song.
Yeah.
It's not on Rhett. It's on her.
Well, yeah, it's on you for allowing it.
Call her right now, Del.
I'm not calling
your
wife.
Put her ass on blast right now.
You already did. She's not going to want to be a part of this.
I don't care. She married it. She's got to deal with it.
Well, she well, you have to deal with it, apparently.
No. Yeah, you're the one that's got to deal with this whole.
You can watch the show.
Yeah.
You can watch. She's the one who told Terrence and his wife, like, we should all go. You love Old 97 suit. We should all go to a concert. Yeah, let's do that. And I'm like,
all right. Trying to do right by you, all right, Nicole. This actually says in that. This would only be an experiment in things that could have been, and you can go ahead and get married, and it'll probably never happen again. So, hey, we just try it out.
Now that you read the whole thing to me,
yeah,
I'm literally going to call her during the break and say,
hey. You had heard the lyrics before? You said you knew.
I know the lyrics. I've heard the lyrics, but when you hear it all
without
put together,
the music?
And it's just like.
The words?
But it's making me mad again thinking, how did you ask for this song specifically?
You know what? Why she asked.
How did you ask for this song specifically? And how did you meet me? You were star chasing.
Wow.
Met me at an event. Star chasing.
Star, huh?
She was star chasing?
Star chasing.
That's not what I would call it, but
star
okay.
Chasing.
Wow. You
I'm cleaning it up.
Wow.
She's star chasing.
No, it's not about, I get what you're cleaning up, but we are objecting to the star part of it.
No, you shouldn't. I'm a Hall of Famer.
The chasing, okay.
Hall
the star?
But
at
I
the
was
time,
a Hall of Famer then,
at
but
the time, you weren't a star.
I was on a pathway to the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
You could see I was an ascending pathway to the Hall of Fame guy.
And that's what attracted her to you. Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
I more than likely.
Mm. You know what? Instead of that, why don't you take her to a soccer game? Get her tickets because there's tickets available out there, Lance.
There are tickets available now. I'm giving you a chance to win them. You don't have to. That's the great thing is you don't have to buy them if you win them. And how about on Friday? You have a chance to win tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. You can go to Vita Mariscos in Cypress, Bombshells in Stafford, Vita Garden in Midtown, or Conejo Malo downtown from 5 to 8 p.m. What do you have to do? Well, Michelob Ultra is giving you the soccer shootout. All you have to do is show up at one of these locations from 5 to 8 p.m. and compete in their interactive soccer shootout game. The winner is going to go home with a pair of tickets to Houston-based FIFA World Cup game. These are very valuable tickets. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you to go see the beautiful game right here in Houston for games that really matter. Play for a chance to witness history, because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
Enjoy responsibly. 2026 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents, excluding California and Washington residents. 21 plus. Begins on 2-1-26 and ends on 5-31-26. See official rules at www.michelobultra.com/rules for prizes and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, what did we miss? We missed Adam Silver. He was on with Pat McAfee saying that the officiating has been incredible. Incredible. It has been unbelievable, actually. Incredible means unbelievable, right? He can't believe that, right? He has to be.
I mean,
why.
they got twice. They've been. Jared McCain had a where he fouled somebody going across and then did that move where he just hits the brakes and you run into him from behind and you and then he goes to the ground. That's a foul. Like some of these should just be. The Jalen Williams one was a really bad one where he collapsed to the ground where he ran into Keldon Johnson and he collapsed to the ground. I'm like, dude, what are we doing? This is just that just really bothers me. Like, play basketball, losers. Y'all are a really good basketball. Y'all are a really good basketball team. Why are y'all doing this stuff? Like, it's really, they obviously don't care how the rest of the NBA sees them. You know who I never see flop is? I never see Caruso flop. He's one guy who just plays it straight. But what is Jalen Williams doing just running into someone and falling to the ground? What are we doing? It's not even a shooting foul. What are you doing?
Sean and I talked about that. We're trying to figure out, is it just systemic inside the organization? Or is it all just we're following our leader who does it? Or is it like part the organization goes, we play within the margins. We find our little advantages. And this is one of the ways we do it. I'm trying to figure it out. Because someone said, because Jared McCain – there's no evidence of him doing it in Philly, but he was a Dookie, so it's always there. Yeah. It just had to be brought out. But he didn't do it in Philly, and then he did that. So is it on the whiteboard? Part of what they do is this, or is it just, hey, Shea does it, this guy does it, this, and it just goes on down the line? I don't know. People are leaning to it's systemic inside the organization. This is part of their culture.
Mm-hmm.
We will flop, or at least they would say accentuate contact.
Is Scott Foster referenced tonight?
I imagine we would have.
I don't
seen
think
that.
So because
that.
He was just the other day.
I'm not sure if the league wants to get New York back in right away, and or sit for a whole week and watch.
You think this is already scripted? Who wins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it is Zach Zarba that and James Williams. James Williams has already been criticized in these playoffs, but no Scott Foster.
Well, then maybe it's not fixed. Maybe it's not. We'll see.
Zach Zarba.
We also have, so what did we miss? There is a college sports bill is on the table right now. It would allow limiting transfers and eligibility, enforcing a spending cap, preventing a Big Ten SEC breakaway league, and a whole lot more.
Who's putting this together?
Well, I'm looking at.
It's a I love how it was sold as bipartisan. Like some, I forgot which politician said, "Hey, this country is desperate for bipartisan bills, so we're doing."
Oh,
this
shut
one.
Up, you hypocrites!
It was part of the article.
Put one together that helps us, society. Not
well,
just
Ted Cruz is leading the way.
Bipartisan. He's an Anne Aggie, Maria a Cantwell. Longhorn. He's a Rocket. He's a Maverick. He's a whatever he needs to be.
If he gets this done, this will be okay. Well, I'm fine with Ted Cruz. All right.
But he still can't come to our games.
It would give college athlete. It would give the NCAA an antitrust, and it would. It would let maybe unionize all of these things, and it would actually reel in college athletics, which it needs. It needs something because the body itself is the worst. It's the worst run governing body in the history of governing.
Is there anything about holding coaches responsible for their causation of our issues when it comes to NIL and tampering and all those things?
It would give you one transfer. I don't know about that.
So the coaches aren't being held to account for how they've led to tampering, and they're the main components of tampering. Nothing about that.
They're the reason for all of this.
Yeah, nothing mentioned about how the coaches should be curtailed in their actions at all.
Huh? Right.
Ah, interesting, or predictable.
I don't. It could have some. It's like 111 pages.
There's a lot of stuff in. I did not, and they pulled out the main bullet points. If a coach leaves, then it's more open to a player leaving if a coach goes someplace else. But I didn't hear anything about, hey, if a coach is deemed to have tampered, what that means for the coach and the university that employs him. It's mostly about, hey, player movement bad. Let's find a way to restrict that a little bit because it'll help sports overall.
Yeah. Anything else we miss?
What did we not get to? I wouldn't say this show was one that was full of information.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
But Dart, we have seen, it's been reported that Jackson Dart did address his giant teammates over showing up at a Trump rally because, you know, Abdul Carter.
But then somebody else went through all of his Trump likes.
Uh-huh.
The next thing is everyone's gone through his Instagram likes and society.
And
so his Instagram likes are now a topic about what he has liked, which is anti-LGBTQ.
I don't know if you saw not everyone, but like 28 NFL quarterbacks are registered Republicans.
So then that's going to be a thing.
Rich people? Rich guys?
Yeah, rich guys. Yeah. They're Republicans.
Yeah.
Go figure.
The story here is, how about this? Yannick Sinner is out of the French Open.
Yeah, he collapsed. He lost 18 of his last 20 points or something.
He
like
must
that.
Be hurt. He won 6-3, 6-2, then lost 7-5, and lost 6-1, 6-1. Wow. Can you imagine someone who had minus 10,000 with Yannick Sinner and up two sets to none and lose?
In the second round?
Up two rounds to none. Two sets to none in the second round. Holy crap.
Hmm.
The number one seed Yannick Sinner is out. That's kind of a big deal with the French. I really like the French Open. I'm going to be watching some of the French Open. Yeah, I think that's basically it.
Well, Kirby Smart did say that the SEC could leave the NCAA if there's no deal done with the CFP.
SEC and the Big Ten are getting to be pains in the asses. Their whole thing where they're just going to bully everyone to get exactly what they want. Like, you want to talk about not doing anything for the greater good? They literally have no care for college football. It's only their conference. That's it. They don't care about greater good.
It's always been.
Yeah. I guess so, but it's just really – well, it's never been a thought, though, because you had a structure in the NCAA, like it was the NCAA, and we were yay, SEC, yay, SEC. Now you're willing to break up what's left of the NCAA football. You're willing to break it up just for what you've got. I mean, they've already got West Coast teams in the Big Ten and in the ACC, which is the dumbest thing ever. And now they're just dumbing it up again, just saying, look, we could care less if a University of Houston is able to survive. We're just going to do our own thing. Because once you're not in that top tier, what do you think the TV deals are going to be for second tier? Not going
to
be great.
So here's this quote. I said this for a long time to our president. I believe he means the Georgia president, not the one that governs the country. I've been a huge advocate that if we can't find rules that everybody plays by, then we should play our own. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to break away and say that our conference is strong enough to go out and play. Okay, I would hope that – I forgot who it was. I think you referenced it maybe earlier this week. Well, whoever that AD or commissioner was, go ahead. We isolate you completely. You don't get games against us in any of our sports. If you want to be all SEC, all you do is play each other in all your sports, from golf to tennis. Go ahead. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it, having to play each other three times a year in certain sports, but you can't come out here to play. if that's where you go. And Kirby also says something like, look, I hope that college football doesn't go down the path of ruining it for all the other sports by using our self-interest as the guidelines for how we operate. And then he also says this. So I'm not sure what time he's on.
Yeah. Now, I think the Big Ten and SEC would be in cahoots, and then they could say, we don't care about everybody else.
That's fine.
What, we'll have our own. And I think basketball and football probably break away anyway. But hopefully Congress will stop all of that. We need legislation because college athletics are so ruined right now. We got a break. We got news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. We got Golden Nugget to talk about right now. I'm talking about the DraftKings Sportsbook. I want you to get on over there if you haven't been there. If you haven't seen it, because we've gotten posts before from people that were there and were like, you guys are right about this place. It's really, really sweet. You got a full-service restaurant at the DraftKings Sportsbook, 300 lounge seats, including VIP viewing areas, the largest sports book in Louisiana, 12,000 square feet, 3,200 square feet of LED screens. You got all of the booths that you can go to. You can bet, right there. It's so good. You got pay-per-view events with the UFC that you can go and watch. You can catch the NBA Finals, the World Cup, Astros baseball, everything. You've got concerts coming up. Marlon Wayans is tomorrow night. Todd Rundgren, June 20th. Dusty Slay, Saturday, June 27th. You can hit the golf course for Father's Day. Check out the pool. It's on. It's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I'm a big fan. We're going to be there the 15th and 16th. Come and hang with us over there. Book your stay now. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Our judicial system works, okay? A woman in Palm Beach, Lake Worth Beach, was pulled over. You can't text and drive, right? That's illegal.
Right, right.
Well, she was pulled over for texting and driving. Specifically with her right hand, she was texting. But she was able to prove in a court of law, and we didn't need law and order here. We didn't need a great lawyer here. We didn't need Rusty on this one. She doesn't have a right hand, or she doesn't have an arm from her elbow down. She proved in a court of law that she was not texting with her right hand.
Well, we have evidence that despite what appears to be things that are obstacles, people can overcome that. When I called him a quadriplegic, he's actually a quadruple amputee, can shoot someone. Who am I to say you can't text if you don't have a right hand?
He said she was holding the phone and texting with her right hand.
Sorry, the man killed someone with a gun with no hands or legs.
This is a cop that I don't think is going to make detective.
Didn't you? Oh, I forgot to ask you this, sticking with this. When you were pulled over for that rolling stop,
yeah,
did you say, hey, were you profiling me?
No, because I had my truck. Okay. I didn't have an Escalade.
Ah, so you thought it was a fair stop.
I was in an Escalade that time, and I thought that cop was profiling me. And I got away with it, too,
this
by the way.
This time, you accepted that the cop just simply saw you break the law.
Yeah, I did it.
Okay.
He pulled me. I turned the corner, and he pulled me over immediately. I didn't even notice he was there. That's how I just went right through it.
He was like, this guy's playing in my face.
Yeah.
This cop, the cop's sitting there going, wait, I know you didn't just do this.
Right in my face, he just did this?
Playing in my face.
Right here. Yeah. Yeah. I did it. I was guilty. And so I got to go pay that.
And you didn't even get tased, did you?
I'll do it when I do it. All right. I got to go. I got to catch a plane. So we are out of here. I'm not here tomorrow. Boys are here. And I hope you all have a great weekend. I will be here on Monday. These guys will be here.
No, not Lance either. It is a Raheel and Dell joint tomorrow.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
because Lance isn't going to be here either.
Hill's going to see if he can take the show away from us and literally get us suspended by the FCC.
The Raheel and Dell show again?
No, I'm what? Not going to take any. I'm not going to take anything as far as responsibility on for what happens tomorrow. Ain't got no,
you
got to
be
with me.
Careful about.
I just
that.
Happen yeah, to be there because there needs a. He needs a sounding board.
He's a live wire.
But I'm not going to be the one taking responsibility for
what he does. It's the
Raheel
and Dell show.
It's the Raheel show featuring AJ Russ. Go.
I got to go. Time to talk about Kent Jones. It's the Kent Jones show as far as mortgages go. Discount mortgage lender. And here's the deal is I've been talking about Kent, love what he does. It's unbelievable. He has helped our people. I mean, literally tens of thousands of dollars in it could be tens of thousands of dollars in one mortgage. It could be over the life of the mortgage, just that day that you're signing, you could save thousands of dollars. I mean, literally, he knows all the hacks. He knows which loan for you. He knows if it's a jumbo or a USDA or a VA or an FHA or whatever. He knows the loan for you. He's going to ask you. He's going to give you time. If you go to one of these mortgage companies, you think they're giving you the kind of time that Kent Jones is giving you. They're not, okay? You're just a number. They're just cycling you through. With Kent Jones, he's going to put that work in. He's going to make sure that you get all of the money that he can possibly save you. He is going to work that deal for you, okay? Personalized. Houston. You'll probably meet him, or you can do everything over the phone, whatever the case may be. If you're looking for a loan, if you don't know how much you need down or whatever, call him and he'll tell you, okay, how much is the house? Okay, how much you guys make? What is it you can afford? How much do you have for the down payment? All of these things. He is the guy in the city of Houston. So you're looking to buy a home, you got to go to Dream Rate Mortgage. 713-520-LOAN, 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jay Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
ESPN.
97.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.